So we come to the fifth Sunday of Lent, our last Sunday before we hit Palm Sunday, and then the following Sunday is Easter. And so we're kind of on the downhill slope of the Lenten season. And the church has been giving us this constant theme throughout Lent of sin, of repentance, of the desert, of turning from sin, of encountering the Lord, of healing Him. All these kind of themes that they're all kind of drawn together. And now we're getting more and more like daily mass readings and stuff. There's more and more of the tension between Jesus and the Pharisees, and you can feel the pressure building up, and then it's next Sunday it was going to blow over the top of Palm Sunday and moving into the Passion. But today, since we're celebrating the scrutinies, this is the third and final scrutiny where we we pray for the elect who are coming in and joining the church. There's a special set of readings that we do for the for three Sundays in a row. The special readings that we'll be doing today at the 10:30, which is what we have today. It's the raising of Lazarus. In our first reading from Ezekiel, it's a prophecy that Ezekiel says from the Lord. Thus says the Lord, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them and bring you back to the land of Israel. And even the second reading, St. Paul, you know, saying that those who live in the flesh cannot please God. But if you are in the flesh, contrary, you are not in the flesh, but you are in the Spirit. And this Jesus giving us this juxtapose between the spirit and the flesh and living in the spirit. And then Lazarus, his death and resurrection, his rising by Jesus. It's all well and good, but in the scriptures and I don't know, in preaching, I always ask the question, okay, how does this apply to me? What does this mean for me? Where do I fit into this? Where in 2025 does this have any bearing on my life? And actually, in terms of the theme of death and life, really, it makes me kind of go back to the book of Revelations. Now, Revelations, it's kind of crazy. There's a lot of craziness, a lot of imagery, a lot of Catholics are afraid of the book of Revelations because it's got, you know, they've got the horsemen and dragons and all this kind of, you know, apocalyptic language. But at the beginning of Revelations, John is writing of a vision that he has had of an angel, and he writes to seven specific churches throughout what's now modern-day Turkey, and of an angel that has spoken to him. And so one of them, and each one, it's they're really, really interesting messages. But in the letter to Sardis, the angel, the word that he gives to the church in Sardis. Listen to this. Listen. And I think this is the connection that we have. This is where it becomes applicable today. To the angel of the church in Sardis, write this. And this is, again, what's being dictated to John. This is what I want you to write to the church in Sardis. The one who has the seven spirits of God and has seven stars says this. I know your works, and that you have a reputation for being alive, but you are dead. You have a reputation for being alive, but you are dead. He's writing this to his church, the beginning, the founding of the church in Sardis. You have a reputation for being alive, but you are really dead. So be watchful and strengthen what is left, which is about to die. For I have not found your works complete in the sight of my God. That's a strong warning from John to the church in Sardis. You have a reputation for being alive, but I'm telling you, you are dead. You need to strengthen what is left, or it too is going to die. And I'll never forget, I was, I don't know, maybe 14 or 15, something like that, and a family friend of ours, he was a Protestant guy, he wasn't Catholic, but he knew the scriptures inside and out. He was a good family friend, and my mom and dad, their marriage was in a really, really rough place. Our family was pretty shattered at the time. There's just a lot of harshness, difficulty, a lot of arguments constantly. And I remember this guy coming into our house, and he quoted Revelations chapter 3, verse 1. "You have a reputation for being alive, but you are dead. Strengthen what is left before it too dies." And I remember him telling this, sat my mom and dad down on the couch and telling them directly to their face, "Strengthen what is left before it dies. Your marriage is on the rocks." Take some stones to do that. It takes a true friend to be able to do that. And mom and dad, they wouldn't even make eye contact with him or with anybody. They just, their heads were down and there's just silence. Strengthen what is left before it dies. Not just within our marriages, but even within our own faith. If you were to give yourself a faith, a scale on a 1 to 10 of 100% fully alive, you've got it, you're killing it, you're living the way you feel your life should be, the way your faith should be alive. You're on fire, you're so much so that you're able, capable, willing, and currently sharing your faith with others. Not in a way of shoving a Bible down their throat, but people see your witness and they're drawn to the faith because of it. Like if that's a 10 and a 1 is just you're barely hanging on, where are you in that scale of 1 to 10? Where is your marriage on a scale of 1 to 10? 1 being you're ready to file divorce, and 10 being you're killing it. I think those questions are worth asking. And if you're on the lower half of that scale, 5 or less, maybe it's time to strengthen what is left before it too dies. Lent is a time of conversion. It's a time when Jesus said, "My people, I'm going to open your graves and have you rise from them." We've had enough of our reputation for being alive, and really we're dead inside. Our faith is dead. It's hollow. It's not bearing fruit. It's not, there's not life that's being shown. And we're faithful and we do all the right things, but it's not transformative. The Lord is calling us to something more, something deeper. We cannot afford to settle for a mediocre, more dead than alive faith, more dead than alive families, more dead than alive relationships. And just as Jesus called Lazarus, who was in fact dead, from the tomb, back to life, he is calling us back to life now. He is the Lord of life. "I've come that they may have life and have it in abundance." Not just kind of getting along. May we truly enter into this season, these next few days. We got 2 weeks left, folks. 2 weeks of Lent. If you haven't been taking it seriously, it's not too late. These next 14 days are the most grace-filled. The gates of heaven, the floodgates are just wide open. And the grace is there for the asking. May we enter into that. May we not be satisfied with being dead in our faith, but be alive in Christ.